We're told that Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. And that word Esau could well be the human race, because we too have neglected the great New Testament teaching. Not only have we neglected it, but it has been altered to suit the minds of men. When you have reached the conviction that Christ consciousness must be your first goal, then you're ready to look at another phrase in a different light. And Peter, whom dost thou say I am? Why, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right, Peter. But no man told you that. And on this rock will I build my church. On this rock will I build my church. Peter became conscious of the Christ. On this rock, Christ consciousness, will I build my church. Here was the revelation of the mission, that the recognition of Christ in each man on earth was the new church of God on earth, the new realization of the meaning and presence of God. This is the rock. For the only church founded by Jesus, the rock, the church of Christ consciousness. That's why we have not seen the miracles of Jesus on earth, the healings, the resurrections, the life eternal. Only Christ consciousness can make them the experience of mankind. We have also been told to look for the second coming, and that too has been changed to suit the minds of men. Always the finite mind dwarfs the message down to its own limited self. The first coming was the form of Jesus moving on the earth. For it was not Jesus, it was I, the Christ. It was the outer appearance of the Christ. Christ manifest to the finite human mind as Jesus. I say unto you, I am the way. I am the life. I am the resurrection. Yes, and I will return. And for 2,000 years, man has been looking for Jesus to come out of the sky. That isn't the second coming of the Christ at all. Christ consciousness is. Because we first saw the Christ made visible through Jesus, and the second is when we find the Christ of our own being, that very same Christ within that we saw without is the second coming. It became visible so that we might see the miracles it weaves when it moves through the human consciousness, Christing it. This Christ consciousness which could stand before the flood and say there is no place where God is not. This Christ consciousness that could stand before the hungry and say there is no place where God is not. And lo and behold, the truth of that was made manifest as food, as tranquility. Everywhere the consciousness of Christ stood, saying there is no place where God is not, that which was a condition that could not exist in the presence of God was dissolved. It existed only because there was no consciousness there to say, to know, to recognize, why, here God is. No cripple here, no blind man here, no deaf person here. God is there. And lo and behold, the blind see and the deaf hear. And the dead step out of their coffins. God is there. It was the revelation that in Christ consciousness, the Christ of which you are conscious as your being, it sees itself in all things. And it is life. It is health. It is abundance. Self sees self. We were given the miracle of oneness with God. Now you all have an idea that you tithe your money. That's not enough. You must tithe your time. You must tithe your thought. You must tithe your energy. You must so tithe your time that you have time to be conscious of the invisible Christ. If you're a 10%er, take 10% of your time and give it to Christ. That gives you 2.4 hours a day. If you're a 10%er, you've got to put that 10% in Christ consciousness. You'll only do 5 and you'll discover you want 100% without ceasing. Now we're going to try an experiment. Something we've never done. At the second, everyone in the world is living only in the second, everywhere. They're not living in the second from now or the second that passed. They're living in the second. Everyone in this universe. Everyone is in this moment of time. Let us consider stepping out of this moment of time. Will we die? Or will we be born again? Do you see that the only living second is this second, and that all disease and death and evil must exist in this second, or it has no existence? There is no other second. The next second, and then the next is that same second. Time is moving in seconds, and now it moves from this second to the next. All of us are moving with that time. As time moves, we move. We're a captive within it. We exist in time. And God didn't create time. There is no time in God. Do you see the infinite illusion of time and how within itself it captures all that is not? Flesh exists in time. Earthquakes exist in time. Death and birth exist in time. All that we call this world is in this moment of time. Let's sit the second out. Now, when you make this experiment, you will see that everything you are exists only in time. The very beat of your heart, the cells of your body, the vision, the hearing, the senses, the mind, the organs, everything is timed, and it only exists at this moment in time. 10 years ago, it was at a different time. 10 years from now, at another time, and never was it you. Never will it be you. It is only a time illusion on a cosmic scale. And as you stand back, out of time, absent from your body in time, absent from the time body, absent from the life in time, as you hold within to the consciousness of Christ, letting time move by, but you don't move with it. You may see what it is to be absent from the illusion of this world and present in my Father's kingdom. If in 1 second you manage to let all time go by, but you remain in a consciousness that does not change with that changing time, you will have done something that ultimately will be earth-shattering in its result. You will break the prison of time. You will see time for what it is, an infinite illusion in which the changing world is being presented to us in an imitation form. Our bodies in that time, the bodies of all those we know, the various forms we see of all things, are all the mental images in that moment of time presented to us as the illusion of time moves forward, imitating the kingdom of God, imitating the pure spirit, taking that which is without time and moving over it slowly to bring into slow motion a mere fragment of the infinite, so that we see the finite second and then the next finite second and the next, because we have no other way of seeing and embracing the infinite. But always the infinite is there, unchanging, while time moves by and presents a fraction and another fraction, and these fractions we have accepted because we were in the illusion of that second of time. Now, when you feel another self, as time goes by and you do not go with it, this will be your timeless self. This will be a self which suddenly will be full of energy. You will wonder, how did I get so energetic? The weight of time, the weight of the world illusion will be gone for that instant. In will flow the power of the Christ. In will flow the realization that every moment of sickness this world has ever known exists only in that illusory moment of time. It never was real. This is what rolls up like a scroll and is called the end of the world. It is when you step out of the changing illusion of a time that never existed, and you find you are in timelessness, momentarily absent from the body of flesh in time, present with the eternal. When you experience that moment, your horizon must change. You will discover that you are free of many things that you had thought were permanent, inescapable, unavoidable, and you will find a new way to look at this world. You will see it all as the motion of a universal mind passing over the infinite forming a concept, projecting that concept slowly into the movement of time, and you will look at that movement of time and you will say, no, no. There's no place where God is not. All of this is but the superficial veneer of an infinite imitation mind, having no reality, presenting an infinite picture, ever-changing, about a perfect, unchanging universe of spirit. I will stand and let time go by. I am no older this moment than I was 50 years ago. And I will be no older 50 years from now than I am this moment. For I am the spirit which does not move with time. And you will find you can stand there without taking thought, and the realization of your timeless self will shuck off the emotional, intellectual reactions which have imprisoned us in this changing second. Many of you are not ready to do this, but there are among you those who are ready, and every one of you will be ready. This is the time to see that time is just a skin. It's the outer covering which is concealing the inner reality. My kingdom is not in time. Reality is not in time. And when this outer covering is released by you, you will find you are no longer in the hypnotized human mind. You will stand clear. We're really standing still. Stand ye still and let time go by. Stand ye still and behold the salvation of the Lord. We just peel off the skin of time and find there was no wound at all. It was all on the surface. It never was there. The world was a picture. I am the new consciousness, the new self, relieved from the belief in the changing pictures that occur in time. And now you find the Christ mind is beginning to reveal itself to you because you have been living in the consciousness of Christ, of Spirit. And it reveals to you that just when I, in the visible form called Jesus, appeared to men and showed that there were none dead, showed that none had ever died, showed that none were sick and none were crippled. Now in your consciousness, having opened yourself to me, having transcended that mind which lives in time, and having come into the Christ mind which lives in timelessness, I, the Christ in you, can demonstrate that you cannot be a cripple, you cannot be blind, you cannot be deaf, you cannot die, because I am thee. That which takes place in time has no reality in the Christ consciousness. And many things that the world has been helpless to combat, you find You need not combat. You see their nothingness as they are peeled away from your new consciousness. So you have two experiments to try with yourself. One is to take yourself out of time and stand ye still. If you want to make it even more interesting, you can take yourself out of time and put yourself back in the third century if you feel like it. And you'll discover you can have a consciousness of yourself there. You can take yourself out of time and put yourself anywhere. And ultimately you will find that this will happen without your trying to do it. For I, the Spirit in you, being present everywhere, am not confined to this changing second. This second is a liar. This second tells you all that is happening now. But it isn't happening now. For infinity is now, and not this second. This changing skin of time that comes over the true spiritual self is the illusion that is being lifted. And we shall see him face to face, but not in time. Now, when you do this, you will be doing something that few people on earth have had the privilege of doing. And for the one here and the one there who finds that they can stand free of time, this will be a priceless revelation, and there will be many fruits and signs that follow. Many. It perhaps will come in a greater degree to you if you have first practiced that there is no place where God is not. In that sequence, it came to me. And you may find that through it, you enjoy a type of freedom that is almost difficult for the finite mind to imagine. A freedom that knows this spirit is ever present doing its job, glorifying the Father, maintaining a perfect universe. And there's nothing that time can do to change any of that. Time is just the temporary cloud of the mind. It has no validity, no substance. It's like one of those forms without substance. God is being God. Whereas time is changing, God is always the same. Spirit is always the same. And while time changes, I, Spirit, do not change. And so if time presents a picture to me of a change here and a change there, it is a liar. I, the Spirit, do not change. And you're coming closer and closer to the infinite scope of your identity. I, the Spirit, is revealed only through my constant fidelity to the consciousness that Christ, the Spirit of God, is where I stand. And then it opens, and time is no more. Now, this couldn't be presented to this class a year ago, or two, or three. We had to go through the infinite way. We had to go through New Horizon. We had to go through New Jerusalem. And we must go through the conscious awareness of the presence of the Spirit of God everywhere. before you will remove the illusion of time. And with it goes the illusion of space, but in another way. And with these removal of the illusions comes a fuller understanding of omnipresence, the experience of it, the livingness in your spiritual self, in your spiritual kingdom. Now, we're in high mysticism. I apologize to those who are not ready, but I just as soon apologize to them as have to turn around to those who are ready and apologize to them for not going into it. And so we've gone back a little, but come ahead a little. And I'm hoping that through this, as it was given to me, we can all come to a place where we're ready not to read words anymore, not to make our little sacrifices and think we're doing something great, but ready for the miracle of life, the true joy of life. That awareness that every moment is a spiritual event, and I'm prepared for my new self to constantly move into new mansions. We must now come to that place where we're ready for a new mansion every moment. And so we trim our lamps. We have oil. We remain awake instead of sleeping. We're always coming to the feast. We're letting the Spirit of God live itself as us. And it knows nothing of human limitations. Now, to those of you who are ready for that kind of a life, that's what the Christ consciousness brings. And if there be those who are not yet ready, don't despair. Continue in your good work of recognizing always, everywhere, God is. And therefore, the situation that is unlike God is a false impression sent forth by a world mind which you must learn to stand still and observe without reaction. And as you do this, you will find your peace coming. You will come to the place, ultimately, where the whole time segment becomes so thin and shell-like that you can see through it and stand clear of that which is not. You will see hurricanes happen only in time. Starvation and poverty and war happens only in time. You can almost see it like a celluloid film. And your spirit is not in time. And your consciousness of your spirit brings the power of that spirit to dissolve the illusion that appears even in time. And that will be called the miracles. As you proceed in this direction, you will have many signs, glimpses, moments that are breathtaking. They won't remain forever. They'll come, they'll flip through your consciousness and out. But they're hints of what is to come. All of it springs from your fidelity to your true self. And that is why, unless you have placed the consciousness of Christ first, these things do not appear in your life, and you wonder why. Initiation only comes to those who prepare for it. You have been really seeking to be initiated into the realm of the kingdom of heaven on earth. But you must be willing to prepare for it. And your consciousness is the avenue through which you enter the kingdom of heaven on earth. If that consciousness is accepting the tempter, is having other gods before spirit, is listening to the will of man, then that consciousness is unprepared to live in the heaven of spirit on earth. And it doesn't. It even wonders where God is and where the power of God is. It complains about God's absence. And so it is because God cannot enter the consciousness that has not acclimated itself to the presence of God. All religion is changing before our eyes. The false god of religion is being revealed as a false god. And the non-power of that god is explained. And who's doing it? The Spirit of God is coming through into our consciousness. We're going to have 4 more weeks, I think it is, of this kind of a class before Thunder of Silence. And either this is a preparation for Thunder of Silence or it's a postgraduate course in what we just completed in the Infinite Way. One way or another, its purpose is to instill in each of us certain habits, the chief one being that I will not let the tempter enter my consciousness to persuade me that God is not present everywhere. So this is our lesson. You're learning to take dominion over your world by first taking dominion over your mind, which presents pictures in time, and refusing to accept those pictures in time, but instead accepting the new dispensation which the world has turned away from through ignorance, that my consciousness of Christ invisible is the way to freedom, to fullness, to fulfillment, to a life which is the divine image and likeness in every way. And then through my consciousness of Christ, I am one with the Father. And I and the Father being one, there is no weapon in all of time that can prosper against me. For Christ consciousness is the second coming of the Christ. First in the without, and now in the within. In your Christ consciousness, the second, the New Testament, is completed. And that is how you follow me. You follow the Christ. And you are resurrected from mortality. Just as the child of the widow at Nain was resurrected out of a coffin, we are resurrected from the false concept of mortality. out of time into life, not in time, but eternal. We're all much closer now than we ever dreamed. But please, it demands work. Tithe your time. It is more important than tithing your money. Tithe your energy. Tithe your consciousness. So to the Spirit. On this rock will I build my church. Your consciousness of Christ within you. And for this message, I give thanks. Thank you very much.